On one side, there are oysters and all the gastronomic pleasure they offer to those who love them. But on the other, a darker aspect. Water pollution, poaching between professionals, climate change and the rising temperature of seawater. It all combines into a crisis the likes of which the oyster farming industry has never seen, and those within it are looking for ways to survive. Welcome to the Bay of Arcachon, a very particular place. A lagoon protected from the Atlantic where low tide reveals its oyster beds and their briny treasure. For Thierry Lafont, this is home. The son and grandson of oyster farmers, he took over his father's business nearly 40 years ago.
Honestly, it's an incredible environment, like a piece of the ocean embedded in the land. This basin is a real gem.
A real gem, but one that could lose its shine. Thierry's business took a major blow last winter after sales of Arcachon Bay oysters were banned on December 27th, 2023. There'd been a number of foodborne infections. Analysis of the oysters revealed the presence of norovirus, the pathogen that causes gastroenteritis. In the middle of the year-end festive season, it was a disaster for oyster farmers.
The result was a sharp drop in revenue, which affected farmers. But that was just the tip of the iceberg. Oyster prices have collapsed as a whole, losing a third of their value. This is all the more unacceptable because the root of the problem is simply poor management and negligence.
After plunging by half at the beginning of 2024, Arcachon Bay oyster sales have gradually improved. But it's left a bad taste in the mouths of the oyster farmers themselves. They blame a failure to address polluted water in the bay.
We work with creatures that we don't feed or treat medically. We rely entirely on the quality of the marine ecosystem. And now there's yet another risk threatening that environment, one that could make our work impossible.
So just how were the oysters contaminated? We need to go back to the autumn of 2023. A complete deluge struck the region. It flooded roads and drainage systems before the water ended up in Arcachon Bay. SEBA, the group that handles local sanitation, blamed the highly elevated nature of the rain levels. However, a clip shot by a local resident shows raw sewage and effluent deliberately dumped. Thierry Lafont, also the head of a local environmental defense group, was the first oyster farmer to file a complaint against SEBA.
You can see the pipework, the pump, and the outlet dumping waste just a few dozen meters from a stream flowing into the Arcachon Bay. It's out of sight, so they think no one will notice them getting rid of whatever they want. These are rogue practices, plain and simple.
SEBA failed to respond to requests for an interview. The group that brings together local authorities from 12 communes of Arcachon Bay continues to blame the storms. During a press conference in October, it announced the investment of 120 million euros over 5 years, including 30 million for a new water treatment facility.
We're going to deal with stormwater and with the capacity of our sewage system. And here's a major announcement. We're planning to build a new treatment plant in the Northern Bay, something that we've never had before.
For many environmental advocates, a single treatment plant won't be enough to solve the problem. For them, the rapid pace of urbanization and paving over the land are preventing soil from absorbing rainwater. Arcachon Bay, though, is a popular tourist destination, and construction permits aren't hard to come by. 30,000 new homes are to be built by 2040. Besides sewage dumping and the risk of contamination to oysters, though, there's another cause for concern. Oyster farmers have faced another danger for several years. Oyster poaching between professionals is on the rise, especially towards the year-end festive period, and the beds aren't easy to surveil.
It's always a sensitive time for oyster farmers, as a big chunk of their annual revenue depends on this period. So we boost patrols almost daily.
That's reassuring for the farmers. Nicolas Cochez has worked the bay for 30 years and has twice seen the theft of several hundred kilos of oysters.
It lets us sleep better because the job's already tough enough. If we can't sleep at night, it becomes unbearable. We spend 3 years raising the oysters, only to have them stolen 2 weeks before we can sell them. Given everything going on at the moment, it's the worst time to get robbed.
Vessel number, people on board, time of journey. All vital information in case of a suspected theft.
The inspections we carry out are also useful for gathering information about any suspicious activity on the farms. It's through these interactions that we've been able to solve oyster thefts.
On the other side of the country, in Normandy, oysters are also closely guarded. The difficulty lies in the size of the territory needing surveillance.
You can see these are long beaches with big areas to cover, and they're even bigger at low tide.
Patrols day and night, not just on the beach, but around warehouses too. That kind of presence has borne fruit. In 2023, not a single theft was reported. So, contamination, theft, what else for the beleaguered oyster? Climate change. Certain types of the mollusk have failed to cope with rising ocean temperatures. In Brittany's Carantec, Gerig Berder took over his grandfather's oyster bed.
These oysters were seeded last spring, so they're about a year old.
For oyster farmers, there's been one major sign of heat in the water, sea bream, which are usually found further south.
We've seen schools of sea bream across the Bay of Morlaix. They can be quite destructive. These oysters, for instance, are 18 months old. They're the perfect snack for sea bream because their shells are still soft and there's plenty of food for them, so it's worth their while.
Gierig also has to spend time fighting off green algae, which has multiplied around Brittany not just because of fertilizer from intensive agriculture, but the rising water temperatures too.
The algae overgrows, everything underneath decomposes, and it kills off all the species living there.
The water isn't just getting warmer either, it's getting more acidic. All kinds of human activity generate carbon dioxide. The ocean captures part of it, and its pH value decreases. That's a danger for oysters and their calcium carbonate shell, which becomes fragile.
Oysters will have to use a lot more energy to form their shells, so they won't be able to use that energy for other vital processes like reproduction, tissue growth, feeding, and so on. Our study shows a 20% reduction in growth by 2050.
The question now, what can be done? Thanks to the scientists' discoveries, Gierig might have found a solution. Farming oysters in their beds without netting, something which encourages the natural development of red algae, which reduces the acidity of the water.
The oxygen produced by the red algae helps oysters grow, while the oysters' filtration helps the algae thrive. I hope this process will help solve some of the problems we're facing today.
In the face of all these difficulties, France's oyster farmers have to evolve. In Arcachon Bay, Thierry Lafon has come in for criticism over his frank talk, which some say is damaging oyster farming's reputation. For him, though, staying close-mouthed is no longer an option. To protect his livelihood, he wants polluters to pay.
We can't ignore the issues and stay silent. We need to bring problems to light if we're going to fix them. It's not just about conviction, it's about survival. We fight or we die. Thank you.